Hello, everyone. Welcome today. It's a beautiful Monday. I hope you're ready to learn some English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is sports. And the title of today's lesson is Let's Watch a Basketball Game. Let's watch a basketball game. Katie, what sport was really important at your school?
Well, that would be football. In Texas, football is the biggest and most popular sport, so I watched a lot of football games. They're so much fun. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie, and I'm your other teacher here on the show.
Okay, it's time to go to our Read It with Katie.
Rob will go to a college basketball game tomorrow. Alex and Jim can go too. Rob can order tickets online. The game will be good. Isaac College is playing Dunn University. They are both good teams. This is Alex's first live game. He's excited.
Oh man, I am going to love this lesson. Basketball is one of my favorite sports to watch. At my university, I went to games with my friends and cheered for our team. If you cheer loud, the next day, your voice sounds like this.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Peter. At my college, I always went to the football games. They were so exciting, and we cheered as loud as we could, too.
But sometimes the games were during the week, so I had to go to school the next day. If I had a test, I couldn't go to the game. Well, anyway, it's time to go to our keywords with Christina.
今天的主题是篮球，明天就是大学篮球赛，大学是 college.
My brother and I went to the same college.
篮球是 basketball.Basket 就是篮子，篮网的意思，所以 basketball 就是篮球。大学篮球赛就是 college basketball game。举凡是游戏比赛都可以用 game 这个字。通常看过一场球赛你会觉得很棒的话，就说 that was a good game。Rob 明天想去现场看球赛，所以先上网订票。He can order tickets online.句尾的 online 是副词，表示上网，在线上做什么事。去看现场的比赛或是表演，都可以用形容词 live。I love going to live games。我喜欢去看现场的比赛。
Good morning, Rob.
Hi, Alex. Guess what?
What?
There's a college basketball game tomorrow.
That's nice, but why are you so excited?
I love basketball, so I'm going to the game.
That sounds fun.
Do you want to go with me?
Sure. What time is the game?
It's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Come on.
Alex and Rob are going to a basketball game tomorrow. That is so exciting. I know they are going to have a fun time.
Basketball is a very popular sport around the world, and I think we can all think of a famous basketball player like Jeremy Lin.
That is right. In basketball, there is only one ball and two teams. They run with the ball up and down the court.And if they shoot the ball into the net, they score!
That's right! Friends, do you play basketball? Maybe you have a basketball court in your neighborhood. Maybe you play basketball after work or school.
I like to play basketball with my friends on the weekend. But I also really like to watch basketball games on TV. I will cheer for my favorite team,The Denver Nuggets!
When people play basketball or another sport, we call it a game. And pretty much every game is a lot of fun to play.
That's right. We can say a sports game, like a basketball game, is a lot of fun. And playing this kind of game is a fun and good exercise, too.
That's right. Sometimes we think games are just that, games. But they can also be very good for your health.
Hey, Katie, guess what? Tonight, some of us are going to play basketball. Do you want to join us?
Sure, that's great. And Peter, guess what? You just used today's calendar phrase.
Guess what?
Guess what?
你知道吗?
Guess what?
What?
I have a new house.
Wow!
Guess what?
What?
My house has a new swimming pool.
Wow!
Guess what?
What?
My friends can come over and swim.
Wow! Guess what?
What?
You have a new friend.
Guess what?
Guess what?
你知道吗?
That is a good phrase, my friends. Use it when you have some exciting news to tell someone, or when you have something to say that they would find surprising. Friends, tell someone something exciting to your friends, and start by saying, guess what?
Great idea, and guess what? This is not just a basketball game, it is a college basketball game. Many people like to go to these games because they can be really exciting.
That is very true. I loved going to college basketball games at my school when I was a student. They are very exciting, and many students go to these games to cheer for their school.
What teams are our friends going to cheer for? Let's go to Conversation B and see what they're doing.
Jim.
Hi, Rob. What are you doing?
I'm ordering tickets online.
What kind of tickets?
I'm ordering tickets to the basketball game tomorrow. Do you want to go?
Maybe. Which teams are playing?
Isaac College is playing Dunn University.
Dunn University has a really good team. Sure, I can go.
Before you go to a game to watch a sport, like basketball or hockey, you need to buy a ticket. If you buy an expensive ticket, you can sit really close to the game and see everything.
I usually buy really cheap tickets, so I have to sit really far away. It's a good thing the basketball is big enough to see.
That's true. And when you get cheap tickets, then you can invite a lot of friends to go with you, and you can all sit together.
And sometimes spending that time with friends can be more fun than the actual basketball game. But you also need to make sure you buy your tickets before getting to the game.
That is very important. If you buy your tickets too late, a couple things could happen. You could get bad seats or expensive tickets or no ticket at all.
That would be terrible. It sounds like that has happened to you before. Maybe you should think about ordering tickets online. I know, Katie. Maybe you should order some tickets for the basketball game online, while Christina teaches us about this word.
Rob 上网去订票, 他说, I'm ordering tickets online. 句尾的副词 online 是今天的单字, 所以只要是上网去办什么事, 都可以用这个副词, 很好用哦。 I pay my bills online. 这是去上网缴费。 She likes to shop online. 她喜欢上网购物。We can buy the train tickets online. 可以上网去买火车票。所以 online 在这里都可以当副词，用来修饰动词。其实它也可以当形容词，比如说 he is online all the time， 他总是在线上。或者你要透过网络开会，可以说 we can have an online meeting。所以 online 也可以当形容词用。
Wow, ordering things online is so fast, I was able to get some tickets for the weekend.
Okay, Katie, but the two ways Christina taught us to use the word online is a little more important right now, I think.
Sorry, okay. The first way that we can use online is when we are doing something on the internet. You can shop online.Or you can check online to find an answer to a question.
That is right. Everything is going online these days. Hey, you can even find Let's Talk in English online too. Maybe download our new apps.
Good point, Peter. The second way we use this word is to talk about things that are on the internet. Maybe you read online news stories.Or you could take some online classes.
Yes, I like to read online news because I can read about news from all around the world.
But whatever you do, make sure to take a break from the internet. Don't be online all the time. And let's take a break right now. We'll be back very soon.
Welcome back. Today we are talking about going to a college basketball game. And before you go to the game, you need to buy a ticket.
Most people order tickets online because it's very easy to do. And when you go to a game, make sure to go with friends because it's a lot more fun.
You are right. And that's what the guys are doing in Conversation C.
I'm so excited. This is my first live basketball game.
Live games are fun. They can be exciting.
Yeah, the energy of the game is great.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to buy a hot dog and soda. I'm hungry.
Okay. We're almost inside.
I cannot believe that this is going to be Alex's first live basketball game. I remember the first time I went to a live game.
Well,
it was fantastic.
It sounds like you really want to tell us about it, Peter.
Sure, Katie. The smells of the food, the excitement from everyone going to the game, the sounds, the sights. Live games are just so great.
Seeing a sports game live sounds like a lot of fun. And now I'm glad I bought tickets to go to a live game. I can't wait.
That's great, Katie. Watching the game live will be really different than watching it on TV. You are going to have so much fun. I can't wait for you to go.
Wow, Peter, you seem really excited about this. But...Right now, Rebecca can't wait to share with you more about this grammar point. Here she is now.
Hey, friends. Here's a very useful grammar point. I can't wait to do something. For example, I can't wait to graduate from high school, or I can't wait to finish my homework. Now, it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. We say that phrase a lot in English, and we say it when we are excited about doing something. My parents are making my favorite dinner tonight. I can't wait to eat it.
That's great, and I can't wait to see a live game this weekend. Remember, when we say live, that means that you do it in person, and you experience it yourself.
Now, sometimes on TV, a show will say that it is live. That means that it is actually happening while you are watching. If it has already happened, then that is not live TV.
That's a good point. And watching the game live is always better. I'm so happy for Alex because this is his first time to go to a live game. Let's go to Christina right now to learn some more.
这是 Alex 第一次去现场看篮球赛。他说 This is my first live basketball game. 我们在生活中常常会说到这是我第一次做某件事。可是你观察一下这个英文句子会发现这里的英文的说法和中文一般的说法不同。比如中文说这是我第一次参加教会的婚礼，但是在这里的英文却说 This is my first church wedding. 这是我第一场教会婚礼。你看出不同的地方了吗？所以这个说法要学起来哦。来看个例句。This is my first movie in Taipei. 这是我在台北看的第一部电影。That was his first trip to London. 那是他第一次到伦敦去旅行。
On this show, we try to encourage you to practice and try new things. And this phrase is great to use for both. Maybe this is your first time to join us on the show.
Well, that's great. You can try saying, this is my first time to watch LTE TV.
That's right. Maybe get some friends and go to a live game. Then you can say, this is my first live basketball game. But now it is time to review our keywords for today.
Here's the first keyword. College. College.Jessica is studying art in college.
Basketball. Basketball. Jeremy Lin plays basketball.
Game. Game. The hockey game is tonight.
Online. Online. Buy the tickets online.
Live. Live. Is this show live? All right, friends, these were all the keywords that we had for today. I hope that you practice them with us, but keep practicing at home. Right now, we're going to take a look back at today's conversations.
Good morning, Rob.
Hi, Alex. Guess what?
What?
There's a college basketball game tomorrow.
That's nice, but why are you so excited?
I love basketball, so I'm going to the game.
That sounds fun.
Do you want to go with me?
Sure. What time is the game?
It's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.Jim.
Hi, Rob. What are you doing?
I'm ordering tickets online.
What kind of tickets?
I'm ordering tickets to the basketball game tomorrow. Do you want to go?
Maybe. Which teams are playing?
Isaac College is playing Dunn University.
Dunn University has a really good team. Sure, I can go.
I'm so excited. This is my first live basketball game.
Live games are fun. They can be exciting.
Yeah, the energy of the game is great.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to buy a hot dog and soda. I'm hungry!
Okay. We're almost inside.
Oh, Ginger, the big game is tonight.
Really? What big game?
The big basketball game.
Oh, yeah! Let's Let's watch it on TV.
Wait, I have a better idea. Let's go to the game.
You mean watch the game live?
Yes, I can get tickets online.
Hooray, I'm so excited.
Me too, you know, both teams are really good.
I know, I'll cheer for the monkeys. Go, go, go.
Monkeys?
Yeah, the big game, the monkeys are playing the men.
Ginger, that's not the big game I was talking about.
It's not?
No, I was talking about college basketball.
Oh, no, I want to watch zoo basketball. I want to watch the monkeys play.
Today is Monday, and that means we will answer it. Here's our first question. What time is the game? What time is the game?
You can find the answer in conversation A. The game is at 6 o'clock. Here's question two. Do you go to basketball games? Why or why not? Do you go to basketball games? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
Do I go to basketball games? No, I usually don't. But I do watch basketball games on TV. I don't have to pay for a ticket, and I can get food right from my refrigerator. That's very convenient. And I can also see the players up close when I watch on TV. So that's why I don't go to games. But I do enjoy watching games at home.
Do I go to basketball games? Yes, I love to go to basketball games. They are fun and exciting. It's great to watch the teams run up and down the court as they play a friendly game of basketball. It's also fun to go to basketball games with your friends. You can cheer on your favorite team as you watch them play.
Do I go to basketball games? Why or why not? I sometimes go to basketball games, although I'm not a big fan of basketball in general. I've been to a few NBA games. For example, my hometown team is the Memphis Grizzlies. And just recently, I saw Jeremy Lin play there, and that was a lot of fun. So I enjoy basketball games sometimes, but not often.
Do I go to basketball games? Of course I do. The basketball season is my favorite. I love to sit in the crowd and cheer for my team. My team is the Colorado Buffaloes. That's because I went to college there, so I make sure to watch every game. Sometimes the games are during the week, so I watch after work.
Well, everyone, guess what? This is the end of our show for today, and I hope you enjoyed it. Come back tomorrow here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.